Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The practice of using antibiotics as growth promoters in animal husbandry is of major concern and could actually be detrimental to the agriculture sector in the long run. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Twyla Whelan. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Director of Veterinary Public Health in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Lynette Peters, says the ministry is cautioning against antimicrobial resistance, AMR. This as Jamaica joins the rest of the world in observing Antibiotic Awareness Week. Antimicrobial resistance is the ability of a microorganism such as bacteria, viruses, and some parasites to stop an antimicrobial such as antibiotics, antivirals, and antimalarials from working against it. As a result, standard treatments become ineffective, infections persist, and may spread to others.
This is, of course, the fact that many of our bacteria have developed resistance.
She says several factors contribute to antimicrobial resistance. These include exposure to small doses of antibiotics over time, misuse and abuse through the administering of the drug to treat conditions for which they are not necessarily needed, and bacteria that develop genetic changes. These can then be transferred to other organisms which have not been directly exposed to the antibiotic, and of critical importance, the practice of not taking the full course prescribed.
We actually add to the animal feed antibiotics at very low levels, and when the animal consumes it, what it does, it actually maybe affects the lining of the intestines. Organisms in the stomach, having been exposed to this small, low dose of antibiotic, develop resistance. So we are really moving away from the use of antibiotics as growth promoters. So other means must be identified.
Dr. Peters adds that one of the concerns is that antibiotics are sometimes found in animal products such as meat and milk. This happens when animals are treated with the antibiotics and the withdrawal period is not observed. Animals are not to be slaughtered during the withdrawal period, and milk produced should not be used.
We would like farmers especially to make sure that if veterinarian says in 4 days' time you can sell the animal, you adhere to this practice, because what you're going to do is to allow antibiotic to go into the meat for sale for human consumption, and that is a serious concern.
Director of Veterinary Public Health in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Lynette Peters.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you intend to take or ship any plant or plant product into Jamaica, you may need an import permit. Call the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries at 977-7160 for more information. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ana wandi a monkey wa wife. Translation: a monkey does not want a wife for one day. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, be mindful of tomorrow. Things done today will impact your future. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. For producer Keisha Card and studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.